I do, I'd be like, you know, Amazon, Jeff Bezos, you know?
Bro, Bezos is crazy, bro. I'll tell you that.
Kind of a sketchy fella.
Yeah, his wife is kind of like weak looking.
All right, dude.
But good for her, though. Like, going on her, isn't she like, she officially just like became like, it's like, I think she's like the third richest woman on earth.
What did she do?
She got divorced. That's what she did.
Dude, it's crazy. There's, are we on? Oh, shoot. Hey, guys. My name's Trident.
Hi.
My name's Trident. Thanks for tuning into my YouTube video. This is my rendition of A Whole New World. Click the like if you think it's good. Hope you like it.
Hello, guys. Welcome to your tape.
Dude, I remember there's a list of, like, the richest women in the world at one point. I don't think it's the case anymore.
Yeah.
But, like, half of them were because of divorcing and taking their husband's money, their rich husband's money.
Fuck. Was that bad, though?
Yes.
I don't think it is at all. I think that's fucking dope.
I think you're part of the problem.
I think that's fucking tight. Oh, dude. You know, I was dying laughing. Did you see that Nicolas Cage shit?
No.
Dude, okay, first off, this is an old fucking fart. Yeah, man, he's at LVAC, bro.
Oh, true. He's Vegas royalty. He's Vegas royalty. I mean, at some point, you stop being royalty when everyone sees you everywhere.
Everywhere. Everywhere.
So royal about that, huh?
But this motherfucker, so he had married, he married this woman. I don't know how long they were dating, but they were married for 4 days, and then he was like, fuck, this is a terrible idea. And then tried to get it annulled and tried to get the divorce or the annulment. But like, she is like, nah, fuck that. I need spousal support if we're going to get divorced. Like, I need alimony.
Of course.
So, like, people are, like, freaking out, just trying to figure out, like, what's yo, what on? The fuck? Like, what, does that really constitute that's really needing spousal support for 4 days?
You know what the first thing I thought of was the Wicker Man. When he beat the crap out of that chick. Remember, he's busted in the house, started beating the crap out of that chick.
What a terrible movie.
It's a foreshadow.
Yeah.
It's probably happening as we speak.
That's terrible. That's really terrible.
Jesus. Kind of scares me, man.
What, getting divorced?
No.
Oh, the Wicker Man? He himself. Okay, gotcha. Yeah, you know, he used to be dope, man. He used to be real dope. He used to have a couple movies. Nigga, you never seen Con Air?
I have seen Con Air. With Buscemi, right? Steve Buscemi.
No, bro. What the fuck? Steve Buscemi. Oh, okay, my bad. I'm sorry.
He's the crazy guy.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. Yeah, he actually was.
Got the whole world.
No, that's... Yeah. He did sing that. Yeah.
Okay, sir. So don't doubt me ever again. First of all.
This motherfucker's been married like 8 times.
Nicolas Cage?
This poor guy.
I'm sure there's lots of people that have been married in Hollywood multiple times.
His girl's bad, though.
Yeah, what's up? Jamie Foxx and Katie Holmes.
I don't know how I feel about that, bro.
Wasn't that Tom Cruise's girl?
Yeah. You know, they were really good friends, too.
Yeah, Tom and Jamie, huh?
Good question.
What?
You and your wife.
I don't believe in codes, man. I'll say it right now. I don't believe in codes.
Codes like, just like, there's no guy code, there's no like, friend code, there's no girl code.
Don't date your best friend's ex or something.
Yeah. You know,
I think there's a period of time after it passes, it's okay.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
So would it be better for you, like, if you were completely moved on from it, obviously, for that, like, to happen?
Obviously, it's not like you just go behind your friend's back and do it. I think there should be, like, a, hey, I'm just letting you know. We've been talking.
Yeah.
Dating a little bit. Or you could just not let them know.
And then just invite them to the wedding, nigga?
So we're like, expecting in 4 months.
What the fuck?
All I'm saying is, if they're a good match, I don't think that dumb coach should get in the way.
Okay. If they're a good match, though.
If they're a good
match.
That makes
sense.
I don't think so. I've seen it before. I've seen, like, people violate the code, but then they end up actually genuinely loving that person, and they end up loving each other and being happy.
Then being together for a long time.
Yeah, don't let that code keep you from.
But obviously,
love, you know.
But obviously, like, it's very situational. Like, there's got to be a lot of things that go like point towards the right way.
Everything, yeah. Everything's situational, right?
Like next day shit?
Yeah. Next day stuff. Yeah. Why are you laughing?
Because I'm just saying like...
It was one time, dude. All
right? No, I'm just kidding. Oh my goodness. No, I just feel like that's kind of crazy. Like that's a really good test of like friendship. Like imagine like you have your kids, not even like you have families like with this woman, and then like you guys aren't together for a long time or whatever, and then you start to date your man's like your boy, and then they have more kids. You guys just got linked.
Well, you're saying like, if you had kids before and then they have kids with your friend?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's, yeah. I mean, I think
that's a whole nother level.
I think that would just strengthen the friendship between your friend. You guys that would are make kind your of best, co-parents in a sense?
Yeah.
Your best friend.
That's fucking crazy. I don't know if I'd be able to do that. I feel like I wouldn't be able to do that with Aries.
Well, I'm sure he'll feel some type of way once he hears that.
I feel like me and James could. I feel like we'll be cool.
You know what's funny? The question that I think is funny is when you ask someone, do you have any friends that you would ever trust to just not like sleep with, but sleep like in the same bed with like your girlfriend?
Oh, I've never even heard of that. I never had been asked that question.
Like, is there anyone that you just trust that much to like... If they were like, yeah, we got a hotel, we had to get the same hotel room, and there's only one twin bed. There's a very small blanket, and we had to share the blanket. One pillow.
You know.
Is there any friend that you would trust to do that with?
You know, I'm going to be honest with you. I probably wouldn't trust me.
I'll tell you, I won't trust you. I wouldn't trust you.
I'm like thinking of you and the boys, and I'm like, yeah, you know, I think I'm probably the one you shouldn't trust. I think that I wouldn't trust myself.
I would say that's very accurate.
There's something about bed, bro. Never, you gotta understand, bro. Like bed is like it's you know, it's that magic time, man. It's the magic hour.
I think bed is it's a time of peace and rest.
It's the exact opposite. Your
bedroom should be a sanctuary.
It's the exact opposite. It's a war zone.
Minimal noise.
It's so much noise.
I think there should be a separate room for such activities.
No, absolutely not. Nah, man, sex room.
Yeah, I mean, I think most sex people room. Have
this. This isn't the surreal life, bro. This isn't real kitchen. World. This isn't freaking Jersey Shore, bro.
Yeah, man, I don't. I think there's a couple of people I think that. No, you know what? No, I wouldn't trust anybody. You're sleeping on the floor.
Get the fuck on the floor, you fucking dirty perv.
Under the bed.
Yeah, just get the fuck under the bed, you fuck. No, that's not.
There's a couple people actually I think that I would trust.
Yeah, I would trust you guys. Probably not James.
Why?
I don't know.
He's too cute.
He's a good looking dude,
man.
You
got a crush on James?
Okay. Alright. The hell am I, huh?
It's alright.
What am I? Come on, man.
I think James is pretty trustworthy.
Yeah.
What about James back in...
Probably not, no. 08. Absolutely not.
Oh, wait, James.
Absolutely not, man. I live with James, bro. I know what he's about.
Hey, I know what... You guys probably shared a bed.
No, we didn't share a bed. We shared a living space.
A dwelling.
A dwelling.
A habitat.
Jesus Christ.
An eagle system.
You know, I was just... that just reminded me. I just watched Fifth Element. On Netflix. And
I wish I could do that Chris Tucker impersonation.
The Ruby Rod one?
Every time I try, it sounds so stupid.
Well, yeah, you just... Honestly, whenever people do Chris Tucker impressions, it sounds terrible. And I don't know. He has such a unique, like, voice and, like, whatever. Like, when people do him, it's just really, really, really bad. Like, there are people that everyone can do. Like, Eddie Murphy, like, everyone
has a Christopher Walken, right?
Everyone
can do Christopher Walken. Everyone. I've seen a lot of people do Owen Wilson.
I actually haven't seen that one that often.
Yeah, me neither.
What?
All I do is wow. Like, there's like compilation videos of him just saying
that. That's his go-to word, bro. Wow. Just like with Shia LaBeouf and no.
No.
B! B!
My feel like you're so mixed about that guy.
What, Shia?
Yeah.
He's a GOAT, bro. He's like...
Of what?
He's like the Lil Bow Wow of acting.
It's funny, because I feel like Lil Bow Wow is like the Nickelback of rap. I was thinking about that the other day, because I saw a post about Lil Bow Wow, because didn't he do like a freestyle or something over someone's beat, right?
Well, I don't know.
Is it DaBaby? Is that his name they call him?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know crap about that guy, but he did like a freestyle over it.
Yeah.
Or probably wasn't a freestyle, but he did
like a remix to it?
Something.
Yeah, yeah, he did do a freestyle to it.
A lot of people were hating on it.
Oh, really?
And then someone else commented, or they quoted a tweet, and they're like, I don't see like why you guys are hating on this guy. Like, he's actually pretty good. And I was like, dude, I think it's kind of just that bandwagon hate, you know?
Yeah, for
sure. It kind of became popular to hate him. And then I started thinking, kind of like Nickelback. And then I was like, who is the Nickelback of the rap game?
And then he said Bow Wow. No, I think Bow Wow just kind of like fucked his own shit up. Because like he got into like the trolling game, and he got into like the antics kind of thing, where he didn't necessarily have to. Like, I felt like, I think that... There is a level of respect for Bow Wow, because he's done a lot. Like, he's had, like, some hits, bro. Like, he's had some shit. Like, there's been... You go through a Bow Wow catalog, and you're like, oh, damn, I know all these songs. And then, like, he's got great movies under his belt, too. But I think that... Come on, bro. Roll Bounce, bro?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Lottery Ticket, bro?
The first one I thought about was Like Mike. I don't know why. I never seen
it. It may not be great, but it is iconic.
Okay, Okay, whatever. You know, keep going.
Come on, bro.
No, keep going.
Bro, Like Mike, bro. Think about it. Morris Chestnut.
It's just so fake, dude.
What?
There's no way. I'm just
kidding. I hate those people.
There's no way that's
just like, it doesn't make any sense. Like, how do you just put on someone else's shoes and then you... Come on, dude.
That's the point. Imagination.
It's a movie. It's a fucking movie. No, man. Bow Wow's... He's a young goat, bro. He's a young goat. People got to put respect on his name. And he can rap, bro. He really can.
I've never had it. It's just like, him.
You know, he's just, that now's not his time for that. He's like on another level. He needs to be like, you know, like a mogul. He needs to be like doing businesses and shit like that or whatever, whatever. He should still be making movies, that's for sure. But yeah, you know, people just get hate sometimes. He gets popular to hate, and then, you know, it is what it is.
Is he married?
No, definitely not. He's got like, I don't even know if he has kids. There's nigga, no, I don't even know anything about this nigga.
There's no Mrs. Wow?
Mrs. Wow? No, there's no Mrs. Mrs. Wow. Oh, he does have a kid. Oh, wow, she's beautiful too. Oh, look at that kid. He's a cute kid.
Oh, it's a little wow.
It's a little wow.
It's another little wow.
It's a little wow. Wow, god damn. Yo, the baby mom is bad.
Why do you say it like that for?
Because she is? Shit.
Bam.
Wow. Good for him.
Good for you. Good for him.
Yo, that's crazy. Don't you think it's crazy? Like, it's like always like the same like couple women that end up getting like impregnated or like smashing these rapper dudes or athletes.
Do I think it's crazy?
Yeah, I think it's just wild. Like, it's out of all the women, it's like 10.
I think it's crazy.
Like Black China. You know how many rappers Black China has dated?
I'd like to see China from the WWF wrestle Black China.
So first off,
she passed away, didn't she?
Yes. Rest in peace.
But she'd beat Black China.
Well, yeah, she's 7 foot,
China,
man.
White China versus
Black China.
Versus the Chinese China.
For the Chinese intercontinental belt.
Intercontinental.
Jesus, dude. Are you still into that? Just curious. What? Like, you still watch wrestling?
No, I don't.
I know avid fans of wrestling, like, to this day.
I know, yeah.
And this is crazy to me.
But it's, like, the same as watching a TV show, you know?
Yeah, I guess at this point, it's, like, you watch it because of... It's, like, you got to watch the next episode. It is what it is. I don't know.
I think it did help shape me to the man that I am today.
How the fuck did wrestling help shape you?
My choke slams are second to none.
My choke slams.
It helped shape my work ethic. I credit my success in football to wrestling with my brothers.
I don't see how any of that helps.
You probably got your ass beat, bro. With the fake kicks and the fake punches.
Fake kicks and fake punches,
your
bro.
Your ass whole plot and storyline was probably messed up. You know?
No, not really, though. That's the thing. not. No, absolutely not. God damn.
That doesn't surprise me, though, that there's only a couple women that rotate around with these rappers and athletes, okay? Because I think that happens, like, in every small little community, to be honest. There's always, like,
those
girls that get around. Think about it, in high school, right? Or even at colleges. There's always the women or the girls that make a name for themselves and have a reputation for them.
Oh, shit. Or, like, even vice versa, bro. Like, you know, like, the one dude that, like, all these girls pass around several times.
Yeah.
And they date for, like, 2 weeks.
Yeah, I hated it.
And then it's like,
it was the worst
time. Hey, girl, I hated it.
Yeah, I hated it, man, you know?
Pass around like a piece of meat. Jesus, man.
It was the worst, man.
Jesus.
Just girls, like, wanted me all the time. It's just, I hated it. It's really annoying sometimes.
Get the hell out of here.
Sometimes you just want to have a conversation, you know?
No, not at all.
Just want to break the surface, you know, and really dive deep into the mind of someone else. You know what I mean?
No, not at all. No.
I was never that guy. I'm so glad I was never that guy.
No, man. You know, it would have suited you well. It would have been good.
Excuse me?
I think that that guy's in you. All you have to do is just leave your family and, you know, the wife and kid that you have on the way.
I was never meant for that, dude.
I don't know about that.
For hooking up? No, I was never.
Dude, it's fun, bro.
I was never that guy.
See, it's like one of those things. It's just
scares
like,
me.
You know? Some people like to drive with their headlights on, right? Whenever that first time that you don't, bro, it's such a rush. You get addicted
some
to it,
some people like to drive with their headlights on. And some people like to ghost ride on the freeway.
I've seen some of those cops, bro, like on YouTube. It is fucking hilarious. Ghost riding on the freeway, bro.
That's some crazy stuff, man.
Yeah, dude.
That's what hooking up is to me.
Ghost riding. Ghost ride on
the 15 at 5:30 p.m.
Jesus Christ.
What hooking up with someone.
That's fucking tight.
I always had to have feelings for someone in order to take that step, you know?
Okay, I guess.
A step to hugging. And shaking hands.
Hugging and shaking hands.
Yep.
I don't even know the last time I shook a woman's hand. Oh, actually, no. Hugs.
Shake hands?
Hugs. I'm a hugger.
Yeah, I know. I don't really like your kind, to be honest.
Oh, bring it in.
Huggers, dude.
I'm a hugger.
It's like, people are just, I don't know, man.
You know what's a little weird? I had a customer in my store yesterday that, like, she was like looking for like something for her kid.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, "Oh, well, we have toys right here." She was like, "Oh, no toys. Like my grandson, he's got too many." I was like, "Oh, toys. I didn't even say toys. I don't know what you're talking about. Like playing around." She fucking hugged me. Like she like pulled me in and then hugged me. She's like, "I love you."
She pulled your hair.
No, I was like, no.
She bite your ear?
No, she didn't bite my fucking ear. She nibbled.
Come here. Come here.
I was like, oh, okay, this is a very friendly woman.
Do you need a babysitter?
I was like, oh, okay, that's cool, I guess. Yeah, just...
It's kind of weird, dude. Some people are quick to hug. I was never quick to hug. I feel bad because looking back, in high school, I was kind of a jerk.
Well, that's why people liked you.
Why? Because I was a jerk?
Yeah.
First of all, you don't know me.
Okay. No, that's why all the girls would be fanning over you and shit. Because you weren't, you were, because one, you weren't,
look,
because you were,
no,
because you were a hug
prude.
It's my
prude. Time. It's my
time. You didn't date anyone, kind of. You're always, looking mean.
Look, dude.
You look like an asshole.
Would you?
So, like, to a teenage girl, that's, like, literally checking off all of their boxes. That's...
Okay,
that's,
okay, calm down, all right? Let's get one thing straight.
Yeah, buddy.
I was never that guy, right?
No, that's not true at all.
I wasn't that guy. I was not.
I'm telling you right now, bro. I know from experience, dude. I'm telling you, man.
Sounds like I'm gay, whatever.
Yeah, dude, I'm telling you. I'm trying to tell you. I could pull out the yearbook right now. And I could point.
That
I could...
reminded me of Billy Madison. And Chris Brown was like, "Trust me, I've been there." He's like, "No, you haven't." He's like, "Well, I know someone that has." No, you don't.
No, you don't.
Well, you can imagine, right? Well, you can imagine, right?
Jesus, man. Rest in peace, man. Chris Farley.
Speaking of which, Adam Sandler hosted SNL this past Saturday.
Was it good?
The first time he's ever hosted. ever.
What?
He's never been back to host, and this is the first time. So they have an ongoing skit, right? Where like someone like Jim Carrey or Adam Sandler, you know, they have like a whole bunch of different characters.
Yeah.
So they have like a family reunion skit.
Oh, okay. Of and all so
pretty
characters?
Much, yeah. So pretty much everyone acts like a different character of
that's fucking tight.
Who Jim Carrey was and yeah. who Adam Sandler was. So Jim Carrey was kind of whack because I feel like no one could really do it except for Taron Killam, the Kobe Smulders dude.
Yeah.
He did the best Jim Carrey impersonation I've ever seen.
That's hilarious. Tight. That's tight.
And then, but Adam Sandler was pretty good.
Okay,
everyone kind of nailed him. They did Bobby Boucher, they did Little Nicky, they did The Wedding Singer, they did all of his stuff. They're pretty good.
Robbie Hart.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm gonna watch that for sure.
Even Shawn Mendes was in there, because he was the musical guest. But they brought him in for that skit to do one of his roles. One of the
what a character did he do?
I can't remember. But the only thing he did was the shut up thing. The shut up. You know? That was terrible out of the Sandler movie.
He was doing the shut up. Jesus Christ, man. No, that's gonna be dope.
It was a good little episode. Have you seen his tribute to Chris Farley?
No.
Dude, he did a whole song for a tribute to Chris Farley.
Good for him, man.
I think the first time that anyone saw it was on a special on Netflix.
Oh,
and
then okay.
he performed it on SNL.
That's tight.
I think the SNL or the one on Netflix is better. But it's pretty dope. It's emotional, man. It's really,
really
emotional. Yeah.
Oh, damn. I wasn't expecting
I'm
that.
I'm pretty sure you'd cry. It's like funny emotional, you know?
Yeah. I'll watch it. I'll watch it after this. See, I like that. I like that type
Do
of shit.
Do the Netflix right? one. That one's so much better.
The Netflix one was dope?
Because it's like
site.
This sold out like show and everyone's like cheering.
Did you see the Spider-Man Far From Home trailer?
Yes.
Oh,
I'm glad you brought this up. Let me just say right now before we get into that, Tom Holland is better than Toby Maguire. Okay?
I don't know about that, bro.
I haven't seen the Andrew Garfield ones.
They're terrible. They're really bad.
I don't know. I heard mixed reviews.
Yeah, of course they did. Because they love that pretty motherfucker. And Emma Stone, bro. Emma Stone has a fucking beehive, bro. Like, they love Emma Stone. But the movie was whack, bro.
I don't know. I'll try to watch it one of these days. I just don't feel like I need to.
I just don't
feel like it's necessary.
You don't.
It's just...
You don't need to.
It's like breaking up The Hobbit into three movies. I don't think that was necessary. Even though I haven't seen any of them, I still don't think it was necessary to break it up into
three.
They could
have just made the one Hobbit.
Yeah, I mean, The Lord of the Rings, you know, those were all books in their own, three different books. But The Hobbit wasn't three different books.
Was it? Wasn't that?
It's just one big book.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's the great big book of everything.
Stanley, man.
Was that Stanley? Love the pets.
It's the great book of everything.
Is that when he jumped in the book and like
yeah, some shit like that.
Go somewhere
yeah.
else. Yeah.
I think he had a.
I like that song. That was
yeah.
a good song.
Yeah, that shit was tight.
Made me happy.
I don't know, bro. I think that I need to see a little bit more from Tom Holland, bro. Solo, bro. Solo. He's Dude. Got the Homecoming, which was cool. Homecoming was dope, bro. It was dope, but. This next joint, with what I'm hearing, and there was a couple plot leaks that I listened to, and da 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 da. If I feel like once it comes out, I want to see how it all plays out, then I'll be able to pass the mantle. But right now, bro, Spider-Man 2 is one of the best superhero movies, bro. Just hands down. Spider-Man 2 was fucking dope, bro. Shout out to Doc Ock, bro.
Doc Ock.
That movie was great, like start to finish.
It was
Spider-Man 2 was fucking was crazy. And it was like, what was crazy is that, like, yo, that was like a sequel better than the OG.
Yeah.
Like, that rarely happens with comic book movies.
That third one was rough.
That third one was
something just
else,
that one
bro.
Scene. Just that one scene, walking down the street and he's like dancing.
Bro, that's what. That movie's so bad, but like, that's the only thing that people remember. Like, that it,
that's how
it was.
Bad, like,
that's how bad it was.
That's the highlight of the movie?
That was the highlight of the movie. It was the fucking dance scene.
It was emo Spider-Man.
With the fucking
bangs
with the guns everything. And the fingers, dude.
That was terrible, dude.
You know.
You see Multiverse? The Spider-Man Multiverse?
No, I haven't seen it.
Dope. It's dope.
I want to. It's got my nigga.
Who?
Who was playing Peter Parker, though. From New Girl.
Who?
Jake Johnson.
Yeah, it's Jake Johnson.
Yeah, Jake Johnson from New Girl, bro. Nick.
Oh, yeah.
He's
I thought you were talking about the young kid. I'm like,
No, nigga.
Who's the new girl was playing Miles Morales?
So Zooey Deschanel, bro.
Yeah, of course. Zooey Deschanel's got the voice to play like James Earl Jones or something.
Yeah.
With their deep register.
The deep register.
She has such a deep voice. It's yeah, kind of nice, but whatever.
Yeah, dude, I love this dude. This dude
is hilarious. He's hilarious. I love Nick Miller. For a long time, for like the first couple seasons, I feel like Schmidt was kind of like the king of that show.
Yeah, he really was.
And there were like flashes of Nick, like being freaking hilarious. But then later seasons, it's all Nick, dude.
Well, because they kind of made him like mean.
Yeah.
He was kind of like, he's kind of like an asshole. Yeah, but like then he started to get like a little bit dumber.
Yeah.
It was hilarious. I love it. I love it. But anyways, this next Spider-Man, bro, it's gonna fuck up the whole world, bro. It's gonna fuck it up.
Yes. I hope so.
It's going to fuck it up.
This is like the first movie, right?
To
start after this era, the first era is done. You know, like the end
game era. But technically though, what they've said is that this is the last movie of phase four. Sorry, phase three. Phase four starts after this. It will start next year. Did you see they already dropped the schedule?
Yeah.
So, like, they have a schedule. They're not releasing what movies are coming out, whatever, whatever, but it's going to go back to, like, the three movies a year, like, one in, like, February, one in, like, May, and then one that's, like, kind of, like, in, like, October or some shit.
They got to have another Black Panther.
Yeah, Black Panther for sure.
Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange for sure. Captain Marvel for sure.
That's really weird.
They also have the Externals.
Yeah.
Eternals movie coming. They got the motherfucking they got Thor 4.
Thor 4? Really?
Yeah, Chris Hemsworth said it like during our press conference. Yeah. And then they got Guardians 3. Guardians 3 is supposed to come out like 2021.
Well, he should be in Guardians 3 though, right?
See, that's the thing. So that is most likely going to be where they take it. But, like, he's not going to stay with those niggas forever.
No.
And he just renewed the contract, too. So, Hemsworth is all for this shit. He loves this shit. And, bro, like, I feel like, well, Iron Man, like, I feel like everyone is just kind of, like, universally, like, love. Like, he's, you know, like, whatever. But Thor has become, like the fan favorite, like, after the last, like, 2 years.
He's that guy.
Like, he's the dude now. And I think that because they've made the character better so recently, that's what kind of helps them be like, oh, you know what? Let's keep this shit rolling. Like, I want to see how far we could take this bitch.
Yeah, everyone started loving him after Thor Ragnarok.
Ragnarok was dope, bro.
Yeah.
He
became, like, so loved just because it was so funny and everything.
Yeah, it was...
Shout out to Taika.
Taika.
The director, dude.
Oh, the New Zealander.
Heck yeah, man.
What do you call those... Because Australians or Aussies and then New Zealanders or Kiwis? Oh. Okay. Well, yeah, that motherfucker's hilarious, dude. Him voicing Krog? Dude, Court.
I will slap.
Krog?
You Krog.
Krog. Krog. Doesn't matter, man, what his name is. The point is that he's freaking hilarious, dude. I was watching like little comps of it, like his little scenes or whatever. It's funny, dude. It's very, very, very funny.
I agree.
But I'm excited to see what happens, man. I'm excited to see all this shit.
Yeah, man, we should try to get Chris Hemsworth on the podcast, dude.
What do you think this is?
I don't know. I think he might have some time. I don't know. I'll see Chris Hemsworth, Chris Brown, Chris Broussard.
Chris Broussard. LeBron.
It's the first three Chris's that I could think of.
Not like Chris Pine.
Chris, first of all, let's talk about Chris Pine for a second. I think he's aging terribly.
Really?
I felt like him 5 years ago was like, he was hot, right?
Yeah.
But him now, I don't know if it's just his hair or what, but he just looks like not so hot anymore. I don't know what it is.
He looks not so hot.
I saw him he was just on Conan recently, and I just was like, dude, you look like...
Your soul has been lifted away.
I don't know. Maybe it was just a bad look on that night, but
I don't know.
He was going through a weight cut, you know.
Dehydrated. I think he looks good, bro.
Yeah, you would say that.
He's 38. God damn. This nigga's been around forever. God damn.
I think he had a short, like, little stint where he was, like, the hottest dude in Hollywood.
The hottest dude in Hollywood.
Yeah, like, for a little bit. Like, when that movie came out with him and Tom Hardy fighting over Reese Witherspoon, which I don't know.
This means war.
Why any two guys would fight over Reese Witherspoon, but whatever.
It's for the movie, bro.
Yeah, bro. Okay, go ahead.
You're good, dude.
When in real life, Tom Hardy would give Chris Pine the business. Let's just get that out of the way.
That's facts.
But of course, they have let the pretty boy win in the movie.
Yeah, because I don't think he's more attractive than him.
Who, Tom Hardy?
Yeah.
I don't know. Some girls...
Tom Hardy's, like, not bad looking. I just think he's not... Like, Chris Pine has, like, an attractive...
Yeah, well, he's definitely...
Like, he's... I feel like face-wise, you know what I mean? Yeah.
He's definitely more attractive to the masses. But I think there's women out there that prefer the ruggedness of Tom Hardy.
Yeah.
Speaking from actual, you know, people, women telling me that.
Yeah, whatever, dude.
The ruggedness.
What the fuck? Chris Pine was in Princess Diaries, too?
Yeah, dude, he was the princess.
He was the princess in... he was in a movie with Lindsay Lohan? What the fuck? Yeah, dude, he's been around forever.
Lindsay Lohan was low-key hating on Zendaya's dress.
Fuck her, down. Dude.
Who's Zendaya? I'll beat your ass down.
No, dude, Lindsay, man. Fuck her. Why? What'd she say?
Hating on Lindsay, I'll beat your ass down.
What did she say about Zendaya? Man, Zendaya's fucking dope, man.
Yeah, Zendaya's pretty tight. She's really cool.
She's fucking gorgeous, bro.
Yeah, I think we got her in 2 weeks coming on the podcast.
Yes, Zendaya's about to be here, guys. I fucking love Zendaya, bro.
She's cool.
Dude, and, well, like, I never really paid attention to her music, but that one song, bro, that song's hot. You know what I'm talking about, too.
Yeah, I do.
Which one?
Replay?
Yeah, boy, I didn't even know that was her. That song was kind of hot. I guess, like, it didn't do too well, like, as far as, like, numbers go, whatever, but, yeah, that shit was motherfucking
definitely
dope.
Definitely more known for her acting.
Yeah, but she's bad, yo. Like, she's beautiful. And that dress was kind of cool. That Cinderella shit, like,
yeah, well, she tweeted what Lindsay Lohan did. She tweeted out and she was like, Claire Danes already did this dress. Like, she was like trying to
the downplay. Fuck does that mean
exactly? Like, everyone was like,
nigga, every dress has been worn before. Yeah,
so, like, she was like pointing that out, like, it wasn't original, kind of trying to take away from it.
Who the fuck cares?
Well, I care, first of all. You know? Lindsay is totally right,
stupid
Zendaya
bitch
is a fraud.
Nah, man, fuck Lindsay, bro.
Just No, she's just mad,
bro. She's just mad, bro, because she kept trying to make fetch happen, bro. Fuck her.
You can't say that,
stupid
dude.
Bitch.
She brought us...
I'm sorry.
Was... the classic.
Yeah, but Zendaya is, like, the new classic, bro. You know whose IG name that is? It's Iggy Azalea.
The classic?
The new classic.
The new classic.
I just realized that. I was like, oh, yeah, the new classic. I was like, oh, yeah, that's Iggy Azalea. Nah, man, fuck that. Somebody else got mad. Somebody copied. Oh, they said Taylor Swift had copied Beyonce's Homecoming.
Oh,
show.
Yeah, that was. I thought that was ridiculous. I don't know what you think.
Well, my thing is that, yo, you know how many people do the bands. Fucking, like, what do you call it? The marching band thing? Bro, like, literally everyone does that. Like, everyone. Well, like, people have done it like 6 times this year. Like, yeah. I don't know about the whole, like, maybe they're seeing something that I don't see because I didn't watch any of it. But I'm just like, if it's literally simply because she, like, performed with a marching band.
Yeah.
And then, like, I'm like, yo.
The video
nigga,
was funny.
Inside the NBA, Shaq just brought out a marching band for his fucking show.
Yeah.
So I'm like, was he copying Taylor Swift?
It was funny because, like, the video I saw, the chick that was, like, I think there was a video that someone posted and then everyone just went off because of that. And the chick was like, even when Taylor came walking out, she's like, look how she's walking. She's walking, walking like Beyonce. I'm like, all right, chill out.
Okay? It's like, all right, all right, all right. Look, okay. All right, I'm just saying, like.
Oof, I wasted a good 45 minutes going through that thread.
That's terrible.
I waste a lot of time going through threads
It's a little too much. That, I'm going to have to call bullshit on that one, all right?
Well, people, like, because, like, people were, like, going back and forth.
Yeah,
and then there was the Madonna crowd that came in. Like, Madonna did it back in '89, some crowd.
Okay, see that's too far. Because like '89 is irrelevant at this point.
Like, it just turned into this big old, like, who did it first?
But while they're doing that, they're literally proving the point. Like, look,
everyone's done.
Everyone does this. Like, that's a common thing. Like, honestly, it's played out. Like,
you know who did it before both of them? Beyonce and Taylor, Andy Bernard. So, Let's just be careful, okay? Let's really do our homework here, people. Andy Bernard did it outside in the snow for free.
Whoever has given me the 12 days of Christmas, please stop.
Andy Bernard. He's the OG, right?
Oh, my goodness.
Beyonce. What is all this Beyonce and Taylor Swift? Whatever. Andy Bernard.
This is crazy.
Dude, I love that fool's one of my favorite characters now. Yeah, he's hilarious.
He's become one of my favorite characters, like for sure. Like, when I think of him, I think of him and Jim going on the sales meeting. Jim's like, hey, like, you have any music? He's like, oh, yeah, of course I have music. And he's like,
Dude, Andy Bernard is hilarious. Stop sleeping on him.
Oh, right? My God.
I hear all this talk about Dwight and Jim. I don't even know why Jim's even in that conversation.
First, dude, Jim deserves
to be. No, Jim does not deserve
to be. Yes, absolutely.
And no, he's like one of my least favorite characters. Jim and Pam, actually.
That's actually kind of crazy. I don't know how you even words that you just said.
For those of you listening, just listen. Okay. Jim is a bully, okay?
No. Oh, come on. Jim don't is do a this bully. Shit. Oh, come on. What the fuck? So get the fuck like Jim, out of here. Nah, nigga.
You like bullying.
You like bullying.
Nah, man. Jim has bullied Dwight. Look at Dwight, okay? Everyone likes to demonize Dwight, right? But Dwight is just trying to do the best he can do.
Bro, Dwight gets a lot of love, bro, because people understand that.
But Jim shouldn't be getting that same kind of love.
No, yes, he should, actually. No,
Jim should get...
Bro, he brought light to the office, bro. He was trying to help people.
Whatever, dude.
He's trying to give them entertainment, bro. He's trying to, like...
You know who's becoming one of my favorite... is Robert California.
Dude, man. I'm so not even joking. I was about to say that, bro. Me and Justin were rewatching it like not too long ago. And bro, we were like, yo, Robert California is low key like a great character. Funny. Like this dude is fucking funny. Dude.
I just watched that episode when he first interviewed.
Yeah.
He's just like, I sit across a man who wants to judge me. You know, all life really is just it's all sex.
It's all sex.
It's all sex. Do you agree, Jim?
Yes. Dude, that was fucking funny.
Yeah, but my top three characters, I would have to say, oh, it's tough. Honestly, I think it's Michael, Dwight, and Jim, and Andy. Yeah, Michael's I think is my favorite character.
Yeah, I just replace Andy with Jim, and then Andy's right after that. That's. Oh no, actually, it's Packer, Michael. No, dude. Yeah, I don't know about all of that. It's
freaking marching band time.
Whatever, dude.
Okay, forgive me for my ignorance, but what is the Met Gala anyways?
Actually, I don't know. All I know is anyone know? It's I don't know exactly what it is. I do know that it's a personal it? It's
is it
like award?
Is it a fashion
it's
thing?
It's an award. It's an award only. It's an invite only thing handpicked by I believe it's Anna Wintour.
So James Charles was invited? No. People, dude, I feel so bad for him sometimes. People hate on that guy.
Okay, so wait. Okay, so here it is. Official, like, definition. All right? It used to be called the Costume Institute Gala.
That sounds terrible.
Also known as the Met Ball, but now it's the Met Gala. It's an annual fundraising gala for the benefit of the Met. Oh, okay, that's tight. In New York City. You know the Met?
No.
It's the it's the Metropolitan like Museum of Art thing, gotcha. Like in New York. It's like one of the most famous like museums or whatever. But it's a fundraising gala for the Met. It marks the opening of the Costumes Institute's annual fashion exhibit. Okay, so that's why it's such a big deal of what you wear. Yeah. Because it is a fashion exhibit as well. All the celebrities, blah, 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 blah. Okay, so then there's a theme, whatever that, whatever is chosen, the theme of the night, everyone, like, goes according to the theme. So that's why, I don't know if you remember last year, remember how my nigga Black Panther, he showed up with the Versace suit, with the crosses and shit like that? I think last year's, like, theme was, like Roman Catholicism or stuff like that. So like people came in like mad like.
Oh right. That's why Rihanna had that like Pope hat.
Thing. Yeah, the like the religious theme kind of shit. And then this year I forgot what this theme was, but it just raises a whole bunch of money. And then like they have dinner, and then I don't know if they have like a show or anything like that, but it's just really like an exhibit. And then
do you know
it's
James at the Charles Met. Is?
Who?
James Charles.
Isn't that the isn't that the dude with the makeup? Yeah. He's like a makeup artist or something like that. Like he's famous though. Like he's like mad famous. Yeah. Oh, and then this year, okay, so last year it was Heavenly Bodies, Fashion and the Catholic Imagination. And then this year was Camp, Notes on Fashion. So people were dressing all wild and shit. I think it's kind of tight, though. Oh, wait, did they? What the fuck is this? Oh, okay, these are honorary people, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. So right now, I don't know how or whatever, but Anna Wintour is the one that's like, yo, these people are allowed here, blah, 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 boom, 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 boom. And then, yeah, that's it. But I don't really see that it's a big deal or nothing. But, you know, it's just one of those things that with society, care too much about it for no reason at all, and it doesn't affect any of us.
Yeah, it's probably a big sham anyways. All the donations are probably like, you know, like 20% of it probably goes to the Met, and that's all they see, you know.
Yeah.
The rest of it's probably going to like some bigot somewhere.
some bigot. I feel like we need to start using that word a little bit more often. You fucking bigot.
It's fun to say.
Yeah, I like calling people bigots.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah, good morning, Mark. Good morning, you fucking bigot.
I think it's the B and the T. The bigot. Like the
bigot?
Yeah.
I feel like the G in there like really, really sets it off, though.
Yeah, the I and the O, too.
Good. So the whole world, the whole word, son of a bitch. What happened?
No, go ahead, dude.
No, I was going to say this is episode 42, bro. Episode 42. So
in commemoration of the number 42, we'll spend the rest of the time talking about Jackie Robinson.
R.I.P. to Jackie Robinson, man. The GOAT. The fucking GOAT, bro.
And Steve the Pirate is super racist.
Steve the Pirate. We have a dude on the team named Steve the Pirate.
Dude, I watched that movie recently. Oh, your best player thinks he's a pirate. That movie's freaking classic. I saw that twice in theaters.
Oh my goodness. I wish I saw it in theaters.
I was in middle school, I think.
Yeah, it was 04? Yeah, you were for sure in middle school. Oh my goodness.
You don't know my life, dude, so whatever.
That's a great film. Great fucking film.
You said, oh, did Arts and Crafts get out early at Nazi school?
Yes, it did.
That's good stuff.
Episode 42. I don't know if, we're probably not going to make it. Because I was trying to have, like, the year anniversary and the party and everything kind of, like, coincide with the 50th episode. But seeing that we only got a couple more weeks, it's probably not going to happen. But I just thought that would be cool.
When's the party?
June 7th. June 7th, GVGB, 1 year anniversary party.
Someone's birthday's on.
All the guests are invited. I'm actually texted all the guests to make sure that, you know, that they could try to be here. I want to try to get like some sort of group pick with all of us. I got a couple, things that I'll go over with you afterwards on like some plans that I have for the thing too. Like I think it's going to be dope. But June 7th, bring your mama, bring your dogs.
Guests. All future guests are invited too.
All future guests are invited. Yeah,
Harry Styles. Chris Rock. George Lopez.
Chadwick Boseman. Michael B. Jordan, please.
Michael B. Jordan, yes. Chadwick Boseman, no.
Come on, bro. He was Jackie Robinson, bro.
Is that your king?
No, all that challenge shit is over. That's my shit. We're not going to get into that right now, okay? All right, buddy? All right, but June 7th also is a pajama party. Throw on your fucking jammies, all right? Don't try to play me and say I sleep in basketball shorts and a hoodie.
But I do.
No, I don't give a fuck, all right? Go and find some jammies at Walmart. They're like $10, $13.
My PJs are basketball shorts and no shirt.
No, absolutely not. I don't want you in here like that. So
I don't want me in there.
But if... But obviously, you know, if anyone wants to wear less, specifically women, then absolutely, okay. I think that we should encourage that because it's going to be summertime. It's going to be hot.
Pump the brakes.
It's going to be hot. It's going to be hot, bro. Yeah. It's going to be hot. So I'm just saying, like,
the PJs have to make sure that you standards of the Amish.
Amish PJs with the fucking hat with the
Amish
cap.
Amish PJs. Dude.
The fucking bedtime hat.
I should see if anyone. The hands, the feet, the foreheads, the hair.
No, absolutely
the long
not.
Braid.
Absolutely not. A long braid.
Yeah,
okay,
like
all right.
The polygamist, dude.
That's a the polygamist.
Dude, speaking of polygamists, I don't got
what?
Nothing, dude. There's a lot of polygamist colonies in Utah, like in small areas.
We know.
No, but you see them, like, because I'm in St. George, like, every week now.
Dude, oh, you see them in St. George?
Yeah, like, they're...
I thought they would be in, like, fucking, like... out there in the country, secluded.
Well, they might have to come to St. George to go shopping, but they're like, you see, like, the wives together. Like, there's like four of them all shopping, and they're like, you get the chips, you get the bread.
So yeah. How do they do it? Like, obviously, because since it's illegal, so then what do they do? Like, actually, one of them is actually legally married, but then the rest are like just girlfriends, but they said that they're wives?
I couldn't even tell you.
Well, because, like, otherwise, like, they're breaking, like, a major law. You know, thing. I get so fucking happy. Look, I'm not gonna say I'm not a fan of police. Like, I got, you know, I have my opinions of the police or whatever. But whenever I see that they do those motherfucking raids on those compounds with those nasty motherfuckers, like out there in Texas and shit like that, Utah, whatever, and they crack those motherfuckers down, I fucking love that shit. Shoot them up.
All right, let's pump the brakes there first. Okay.
I'm just saying, bro. They like, nah, man, nah, bro. They got to abide by the shit just like us do, bro.
I think people should do whatever they want.
Nah, fuck that. Hell no. Until they make it legal, bro. Crack those motherfuckers down, bro. Trying to have four or five wives illegally. Fuck that shit, bro. No, they could get got. That's what
I'm
saying.
I think you're mad. I think if it was legal, you would be right on top.
Absolutely. I would be 100%. But it's not, so fuck it.
Dude,
right?
I don't know if I'd be your friend if you had multiple wives.
Why, bro?
I don't know.
Everyone will have their favorite wife that they like.
I just...
You know, you may not fuck with wife number two, but you may fuck with, like, two through four. And then five and six, eh.
Six?
You
want six?
Hell no.
That's a lot.
Bro, honestly, like, I'm gonna be honest with you. Like, when people talk about, like, man, if I could, like, I would, blah, blah, blah. Most of that is bullshit.
Yeah.
Okay?
They can't handle it.
No, absolutely
you can't
not.
You can handle one.
Exactly.
One girlfriend.
One.
That you talk to once every 2 days.
One.
You can't even handle that.
No, absolutely not.
Six
no,
wives?
It's most likely not gonna
six
happen.
Wives, 20 kids?
Get the fuck out of here. Maybe if you were rich, maybe. Maybe if you're rich.
You drive an Uber. How are you going to support me, bro?
Yeah, no, fuck that. You drive an Uber. But, nah, man.
Not saying there's anything wrong with Uber drivers. Don't get offended. I'm just saying. Supporting 20 kids off Uber is just not realistic, right? Just saying.
Unless you're doing XL.
You know? That's for Andrew Yang. But anyways.
Andrew Yang. But, yeah, man. Yeah, June 7th, pajama party. Come through. Yeah. Oh, BYOB, too. Like, also the trailers and the teasers and the flyers are going to be coming out soon. You know how I do it. We're going to be promoing the shit out of this. We're trying to celebrate, you know, a year of laughs and conversations and cries and almost altercations and all types of shit.
I hate those ones. Almost altercations.
Altercations. We had a couple almost altercations. We've had, you know what, honestly... I can't wait for that episode because I'm going to record at the night of the party. I can't wait for us like to go through all the shits that's happened like during this podcast. Honestly, it's almost like it's a movie. Like it's...
Might be too much, man.
It'll be fine.
Might be
right?
3 hours long.
Oh, no. Obviously, yeah, no. I'm not going to like record for that long.
What if
but...
the music's bumping? You can't even hear anybody talking.
I'm going to work it out. I want to do some tests and make sure that we can do this shit. But don't worry about that, all right? We'll worry about logistics later, all right? But anyways, make sure that you go. Thank you for listening. Episode 42. I'm Mark.
Are we done? Is that
yeah.
it? You sure?
Yeah, this is Triton.
This is Triton.
If you didn't realize.
Hey, don't follow me on Twitter, dude.
Go follow you or don't.
I'm trying to keep my followers at a certain number. I don't want it to exceed that number. Just saying, all right? So don't follow me, please.
Can you block followers? Can you block, like, once you get to the number? Can
I think
you
a lot of people go for, like, the highest number possible, but I'm trying to stay at this number. Like, I don't want to exceed it, you know?
So good luck with that.
Limited slots.
Yeah, man. And thank you again. Goodbye, all.